going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We had a very successful bilateral meeting with the Republic of South Korea today. We may be moving faster than I thought, and we will be talking technical terms as early as next week as we reach an agreement on understanding as soon as next week. So South Koreans came early. They came with their A game, and we will see if they follow through on that.
Market's got to like that. Trade deals in the works. Donald Trump, that is Scott Bessent saying that, the Treasury Secretary. Today's YouTube live chat poll is, will there be a major announcement on Tuesday, Trump's 100th day? We haven't answered this poll yet, and I think the first person that should answer the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll today should be Annie Fry. Annie, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. You're on the road.
Wow, this is weird. What was that intro that I just heard?
That was the Manny Fry Show. We should have just played the regular one since you're here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you for doing the Manny Fry Show today. I appreciate it. Here comes that. Yeah, I told you. I've been trying to get to Schaumburg, which is where we're going today, to go to the Illinois Republican Party Red Gala. I got an invitation to come join a lot of the people in the Illinois State Republican Party at this big event that they do. Congressman Byron Donalds, Governor of Florida hopeful, I think. Byron Donalds is going to be speaking today, so I'm going to get to be in a small group of people with him and have a conversation with him. But the plan was to get up to Schaumburg before noon and do this whole show with you. And that didn't happen because I was helping my kid with a project last night late. So we're trying this from the car, literally on the YouTube live stream with you and on the air on the Annie Fry Show in traffic. Where are we?
About 75, 80
miles.
We're
at exit 217, which is Dwight.
That's where we are. 217. Right now. Oh, so you already passed exit 126, which is the Russell Stover outlet.
Good math.
I'm just making sure because I just took that drive last week.
We stopped at Wally's.
Oh, you're way up there then. You're already way up there. You're
we're
close.
Trying. We're doing
so
our best.
Are you actually going to have some FaceTime with Byron Donalds?
Yeah. I was supposed to be a part of, there's like a, you know, these big fundraisers, there's like tiers of, you have a big name like Byron Donalds come in and then there are tiers of groups that help make the fundraisers possible so that they can do all the fundraising. So they usually have like, a small, more personal thing. We have Kill Meet In, we do VIP events and stuff like that too. So there was a VIP event I was going to be a part of, but there was a smaller round table that was supposed to happen before the VIP event. And I found out yesterday or the day before that they're going to let me go into that small round table event with him. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's super cool.
When you meet him, are you going to tell him about the first thing first? I'm going to be in the White House on Monday and Tuesday.
No, I'm not going to say that. No.
Are you going to tell him Trump gave you a shout out today?
That was so funny. That was so great. And you don't look like a bucket of chicken.
Well, I feel like a bucket of chicken.
Kind of smells
and
like one, though.
I eat a lot of buckets of chicken, so he wasn't real far off, but he didn't know that. So I was still offended.
He was a great guest. I was sad that I didn't get to be there when he was in, but you guys did a great job with him. Everybody should go see him at the Streets of St. Charles. It'd be really, really fun time.
Annie, this feels a little bit too informal, like we're just hanging out. So
you want me to stop?
I can
hang up.
I just want to know, like, should we talk more about Byron Donalds? Because this guy is ascendant. He's clearly a national name at this point. And you got invited to go meet with him. I've never seen him in person, but I have seen him standing with Jared Moskowitz and realized Byron Donalds is very tall.
Okay, it's funny that you say that because I myself am 5'8". I don't like to be around people who I want to have photos with and be like towering over them. I Googled him. He's 6'2", so I can wear my heels.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, that's part of the research that I don't know if all women do that. This isn't X's and Y's, but I bet you've never Googled how tall someone is before you met him, have you?
I think I probably have. I don't remember who.
You're like, are they taller than 5'5"? I don't want to be a, you know.
Because I'm 5'12".
That's exactly right. You're 5'12".
I'm 5'12".
You're 5'12", Ryan Wiggins. Hey, so, I did a hit on Camo X earlier today.
I heard.
For the pep rally. Did you hear that?
I didn't get to hear the segment, but I heard that you did it.
Classic Wiggins.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm aware that it exists in the universe, but I know nothing else about it. But I will tell you that I'm fully aware, and please don't follow up.
We got some comments coming in. Can I ask you a couple of questions from the live chat, Annie, while you're here?
I am in a car on a road for another 2 hours. You can ask me anything.
Joe asks, can Annie dunk?
Cookies? Yes. I do not dunk a basketball.
What about with a trampoline?
I can in the pool. I don't know. Trampolines terrify me. I'm not a trampoline supporter.
If somebody put you in a mascot costume and said, go dunk this basketball and gave you a trampoline, you couldn't do it?
Is it an offensive mascot costume or is it
depends.
Like
are you in Missouri or Illinois?
Cuddly bear. If it's in Illinois, it's probably offending someone, that's for sure. No, I can't. There's some cows. You guys want to see the cows?
I definitely want to see some cows.
This is the most important thing.
This is a dynamic interview.
When you are on a road trip, you see cows, what do you do?
You say cows.
Of course, you yell cows. That's what Molly, our 3-year-old, like, it'll be silent. You'll think she's sleeping. If there's a cow, it's cow! And she will startle everybody. And she's not here, so I'm going to do it for you guys.
Well, let me follow up with the way we started this segment. What is your answer to today's YouTube live chat poll? Will there be a major announcement on Tuesday, Trump's 100th day?
I think that anybody in politics worth their salt better have huge announcements lined up for every day next week. And I was saying this a little bit yesterday, and then Brad found something and sent it to us in our group chat. I think that these trade deals, whatever they have right now, like, you know, a gentleman's agreement or whatever it might be, that's got to materialize next week. And I'm like begging them to have that. I'm trying to will it into existence if it doesn't already exist. But they have to have something big on tariffs. They have to have some other things that they've been working on laid in. You know, another thing is, did you hear about Donald Trump talking about the flagpoles that he's putting into the White House? I don't think we've talked about that.
No, but together. I did see the video. Yeah. I'm so aware the video exists.
I walked into that one. So they're going to put a flagpole in the front, both sides of the White House. And I think that I don't hear a lot of people talking about this. Donald Trump is paying for them. It's going on the Trump credit card. But Donald Trump's birthday is also Flag Day. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if Flag Day becomes a bigger deal with these flagpoles going in. I don't know how fast they can put them in. But I think that he's going to be doing some things that are really good, smart, pro-America PR that don't tick people off. And I think we should get a healthy dose of that next week. I'm a yes on the poll.
Are there people that you think there's a good chance that you might see on Monday? I know you don't really know everything that's going to happen, but is there a chance that you might see him or somebody that we're familiar with from the cabinet or anything?
Yeah, I think so. I saw the video earlier this week. Donald Trump was walking out on the lawn, the White House lawn, to scope out places to put these flagpoles. And I sent this video to you guys, and I meant to play it on the show yesterday before I left, and I forgot to. But the tweet that got put out was that the White House press corps didn't know that Trump was going to be coming out onto the lawn, and the press corps was apparently...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Outside, and they show all of these reporters running in their like suits and dress suits and pants suits, and they're just like hauling it over there. And I like kind of had a minor panic attack because I was like, I have to run. I can't be the idiot that's like standing back there, but I don't feel like I should be running after the president on the White House lawn. But if everybody else is doing it, then I will do it. I think that's the way next week is going to be. Like, I think it's the White House knows what they're going to do. And I think that it's going to be like drinking out of a fire hose for the country because they're going to have so much. Yesterday's poll was, how do you feel about the pace? And I think that the pace is part of the plan, because if they're going in hard on tariffs and they're not doing anything else, then of course everybody's just going to talk about tariffs all the time. And it's going to get too much oxygen in the room. But when you look at what he's doing on the border, when you look at what he's doing to negotiate with Putin and Zelensky and try to end that conflict, all of these different things that he's trying to do, it's oversaturation. So not any one thing can swallow up all of the oxygen in the room. And I think that next week, I would assume they're really good at messaging in politics, that next week, who knows who we'll see and when we'll see them. But for at least Monday and Tuesday, I'll be there to bring it to you folks listening to the show.
I don't think I've asked you this question yet, and really this is the perfect opportunity because you can't get mad at me if I ask it and you don't like it because you're not here.
Okay.
You just send me a message, Annie. I'll take care of it.
I'm pretty sure
you'll know. I'm pretty sure Brad and I are in the
Oh, look
there.
At that body language. I think this is going to be a tough Wednesday. Are you nervous?
About what?
About...
Be more specific.
Are you nervous about being in the press room? Tuesday, specifically.
Yeah. But I said this to you off air, I think, before the show started one of the days this week. When I got invited to fly with the Blue Angels last year, I was privately going to say no and not tell anyone, even my own family, that was going to happen, because I'm not cut out for that stuff. That's not the type of stuff that I do. But... my kids found out about it. My husband found out about it, and they looked at me like, Mom, Annie, people don't get to just do this. You have to take this opportunity and you have to go do it. And it's either say no and feel very comfortable and content in my very predictable life, which is really what I've tried to build for myself. And I'm pretty happy with it. Or say yes and have an experience of a lifetime. And there's a very similar feeling to this, like to go to the White House. It's a super high risk, high reward opportunity. And I said this earlier in the show, earlier this week, like, I don't get this opportunity if you guys aren't listening to the Annie Fry Show, if you guys aren't supporting 97.1. So I get to do this because of you folks who are listening. And I feel like I kind of have the opportunity to show you something very personally connected to our listenership and our Annie Fry Show family, that if I turned it down, I'd be turning it down on behalf of a lot of people. And so if it's scary and it causes me anxiety, which it does, I just kind of got to hold my breath till it's over and then be like, wow, I really did that. Which every time I see anything with Blue Angels or watch Maverick where they're flying in Super Hornets, I'm like, you could ask my family. They're like, you did that. I'm like, I cannot believe I did that. It's so crazy.
On a scale of 1 to Jonathan Kite, which interview was better in this show so far? Yours or Jonathan Kite's?
Jonathan Kite. Are you kidding me? Get that guy back. Let him do next week, too. That was so funny.
No kidding.
He's so good and chill. Like, you guys did a great job with that interview, but you did. It was just a good conversation. And I love the partnership we have with the Funny Bone, because these people come through town and they reach out to Brad and they're like, hey, can we come by? And we're like, yes, please. So I'm glad you're able to do that, even though I wasn't in.
So we've hit pretty much all the events that you're doing weekdays. We've hit the Byron Donalds today. We've hit the White House on Monday and Tuesday. So we got to mention Sunday, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sunday's going to be so busy. 2 p.m. Pep rally. Save Our Mascots pep rally. And I know that there are going to be people who are at this pep rally at 2 o'clock. Collinsville High School football stadium there. All schools are welcome. It's not a Collinsville K-Hawk rally, although they are going to be there in full force. It's an everybody rally. I never was one of these patently offensive mascots myself. I say that in jest. But I support the idea of local control. You've got a state representative in Rockford pushing this out on the communities like Collinsville, like Muskoka, like Granite City, like Cahokia, like, I think, Carlisle, Calhoun, West Glen, all of these different places that are going to have to fund these people's offended, hurt feelings. That's not what we do. If you're at Freeburg, listen, if Freeburg goes, it's time to retire the midget, Freeburg should retire the midget if they think that's what the right thing to do. But they're the ones who are going to have to pay for it. Same thing with Collinsville, same thing with all of these other places that we're talking about. It is not right, like, to pretend that the legislature, this is what really irks me, to pretend that they're solving any problem by passing this legislation and forcing these local communities to retire a mascot that they love is the epitome of virtue signaling. It makes me gag. I'm for local control. My presence at this rally, I'm going to be emceeing it and getting you guys in there and out of there. We're not going to be there for more than an hour. We're going to get this done. My thing is, if you want to pressure Collinsville to retire the K-Hawk, go to the community and say, it's time you retire the K-Hawk. And then Collinsville is going to respond. And my understanding is Collinsville is going to tell you to pound sand. But it's up to them, and it's their money. So local control, that's what this is about.
We'll all be there Sunday, 2 o'clock, Collinsville High School Football Stadium is where everybody's gathering for that 60-minute rally. It's going to be fun, actually, and we're all looking forward to it. Annie is in the midst of this, like, world tour.
I don't know if everybody knows that Ryan is a K-Hawk and Brad is a Freeburg midget.
Yeah.
So it affects us very closely, and you guys have a reason to be there that's very personal. So I'm happy to do it for people like you who want to protect what they're doing. World tour.
Well, I want to thank Annie Fry for joining the Manny Fry Show. It's been a real honor to have you on. From your car, it sounds pretty good. So I know we were worried about that. It sounds good. Looking at cows, it's raining where you are. Is it raining where we are yet?
Those are trees.
I've never seen a tree.
Ryan, are you a vegan?
We'll go over farm animals when we get back.
I don't know the difference. I'm just here in a big city.
Bovine.
I've never seen a tree
mascot
before. All right, Sunday at 2 o'clock, the Save Our Mascots rally. We'll all be there. And Annie is going to be back. Well, Annie's really going to be a part of the show every single day. And Annie, if you can come back in this show, if there's a reason to, the invitation's obviously open. So come back.
What do you mean, if there's a reason to?
Well, you know, if you're sitting with Byron Donalds, he's like, let's go live. Then let's do it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Annie. And we will be right back with, I haven't even teased this yet because this is breaking news. But we are going to have Representative David Freese on. Illinois legislator, because there's some big Illinois news regarding, you know what, I'm not even going to tell you what it is. Stick around, we're going to talk to him next.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.